Today we're going to focus on whose report is it anyways? Well, whose report will we believe? In Psalm 1, 1 through 3, it says, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do." Father, we pray that whatever we are listening to, even beyond the things that we've heard in the past, even when we look at reviews for products or look at YouTube channels for how to learn to do something, or Facebook news feeds, Twitter, Pinterest, asking Google Mini or Alexa, using the Google search engine, Wikipedia, and so many other platforms. We pray, God, for the authors of this information. We pray first for their salvation, for their integrity, for their honesty, and them to be able to separate bias from facts. We thank you for your word in Isaiah 5:20. "What sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark, that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter." Help us to discern the things that we're listening to. Are they doing that? Are they saying evil is good and good is evil? Dark is light, light is dark, bitter is sweet, sweet is bitter. In other words, are they telling the truth? Help us to discern whether they are, and if not, to turn them off. You also say in Romans 12:2, to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We pray, God, that we will check and test what we're listening to, the source of it. What's their motive? What's going on? Are they helping us conform to this world? Are we being transformed by the renewing of our mind? Are we testing it to ensure it's your will that we listen to this? And we thank you for the Global Watch, who mentioned there's a great need in the world of true, viable, and verifiable news. And there is a battle for the hearts and minds of men that scriptures warn us of. We thank you, God, in your word that we know that media is a chief influencer. And in Psalm 33:4, you say, "The word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth." If this is true, we need to contend for truth to be relayed through the influencer of the world, media. And we know that cultures can be changed by the news that is shared. We come against the fake news. And we ask, God, that truth will be shared and people will be able to discern that it's fake. We pray, God, just as in Numbers 13, it's not just what we hear, it's what we choose to believe. Help us to contend and really seek to listen to the right things, things that are affirming and not the promises and power of you, O God. And that when we hear bad reports or twisted words, that we will be able to know that right away, and refuse to be received discouragement or to be pulled off task or succumb to intimidation. We pray for you, the Holy Spirit, that you will reveal and help us understand and have a steadfast spirit to believe your word, God's word above all else. We must help us to remember who these people are and to pray for them. Whose report will we believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. We pray for the salvation of all those that we listen to, even the ones that may have put a product report or have shown us how to do something at our homes or for our cars. And are they doing this with the right motive? Is it lining up with what you want? Father, help us to look even at Pinterest. Are we having sources there that primarily are just trying to sell us something or to get us to buy more things that we don't need? Is it really informing us, and is it helping us? Father, we pray for their salvation to speak righteousness and reveal truth. And according to your word, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to your word, it is because there is no light in them. So we pray that there becomes light in them. We pray that as the Spirit who gives would give them life, because the flesh profits nothing. And so, Father, we pray for that. We pray for the conviction of speaking falsehood. This is one of the things that you hate. In Proverbs 6:17, six things you hate, seven are an abomination: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. So, Father, we pray that they would have conviction of speaking falsehood. We pray for those that hear the news to discern what is and what is not true. And that we ask for ourselves as well, Father, that we would seek the truth, because we know truth sets us free and lies just encumber us and harm us and they don't help. And so, Father, we pray that we won't be caught in the webs of deceit and lies, but we will be able to discern what is and what is not true. And for others, God, that may be not listening with those filters, we pray for that. We pray especially for the young who think when they go to anything internet search that that's the truth. But in reality, oftentimes it's not. It's just people's ideas. We pray, God, for the understanding of deception as an end time narrative. We know that the enemy has come and is seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. And we pray, and he is a liar, the father of all lies. And so, God, we pray that people will understand what is the deception, and that as part of the end times, the goal is to deceive even the very chosen. So, Father, we pray that we would be very quick to be cautious and question what we're listening to. And above all, that we would pray for the people's deliverance. You said in Nehemiah, to the nobles, the rulers, and the rest of the people, the work is great and extensive, and we are separated far from one another on the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us. We thank you, God, that you will fight for us in this, and you will help us to become better people of listening to news that is beneficial to us and to your people, and to seeing a great harvest of souls. Maranatha.